The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Well, you are still listening to the KJS Show on Kofifi FM 97.2, where we celebrate the rhythm, soul, and the stories of jazz. And today, we have an electrifying conversation lined up with a dynamic duo who are shaking up the South African jazz scene. Marumo Fam, in fact, known for their deep passion for music and cultural storytelling, these visionary sisters, Mamelo and Kopano Pule, are the masterminds behind the Heroines of Jazz 2025, which they call an ode to the matriarch. It is an event that promises a breathtaking tribute, if you may, you know, to the legendary women who have shaped South African jazz. And it is set for the 27th of April, 2025, against the serene backdrop of Centurion's outskirts. Of course, this one is one of a kind event that blends history, innovation, and powerful performances to honor the resilience and artistry, including trailblazing spirit of women in jazz. Not just a festival, it is a movement redefining jazz, amplifying female voices, and inspiring future generations. Kofifi FM, please help me welcome Marumo Fam to the KJS Show.
Wow, what a lovely intro.
Welcome.
And hello to the Kofifi Fam.
Hello, what's hello. Up? Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, ladies, let's get straight into it. You know, the Heroines of Jazz is an ode to the matriarchs of jazz. Let's talk about the inspiration, you know, to create this event. And how does it feel, maybe, you know, curating such a powerful celebration of women in jazz music?
So the Heroines of Jazz is one of our flagship projects as Marumo Fam. We conceptualized it, you know, it was one of those divine moments where it came to us, although initially when it came to us, it was more of a set because we DJs as well. So it was more of a set idea of one of the Day of Jazz sets. And we're like, actually, let's just dedicate our set to just having female jazz artists on our playlist. And we curated that and we had that. And then the following year, we decided, no, actually, let's have an event dedicated to women. Yeah. Just paying tribute to women in jazz. And as you know, jazz is not just a genre. It's a culture. So women in jazz in all aspects, not just artists, but who played, you know, a role in the jazz landscape. So the Heroines of Jazz is basically dedicated to women in jazz in all their, you know, dedicated roles and what they did, the impact that they did for us. And it's especially on International Jazz Month in April. So every year, our first one was last year in 2024. So this will be our second installment of the Heroines of Jazz.
Well, it's a fantastic initiative. And of course, we love how you guys put it together. And, you know, jazz has always been a genre rich in storytelling and legacy. So maybe also talk to us about, you know, these South African women, you know, who have influenced your event. And maybe how have they also shaped your personal journey?
Yes, so there's a couple of women, and I would first of all love to start with a lovely lady that has left us, unfortunately, and she was actually also one of the main artists that we had a dream of hosting this whole Heroines of Jazz, and Ki met Loria Bosman. So she, with our first time ever at the Joy of Jazz, right? And we met her and behind the scenes, and we were playing a set, and we were like, okay, oh my gosh, this woman is amazing. Besides her music, you know, even before knowing her music, you know, just her as a human being, she was so amazing. And we were like, okay, no, why can't we host this woman? We need to have her music, you know, out there. And unfortunately, you know, with time, I guess we weren't ready enough, but I guess maybe in another lifetime. So women like Gloria Bosman have shaped our image into this journey. And another woman that has also shaped our journey through our parents, I will say, is Sibongile Khumalo, Miss Sibongile Khumalo. Yo. She has an album that my dad never stopped playing. So that's such a special album that
really influenced us, and kana ko euhe, we were very young, you know, and we didn't kana ko euhe, we don't even know what a genre is, we don't know what jazz is, we don't know what soul is, we're just hearing this music that my dad and mom keep repeating, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. And obviously now hare khola, we get to understand that, okay, wow, it's a woman, and otswa ibile mokasi on top of that, you know, otswa mo where we come from. So that was also another, it was a layer to that inspiration in music, and we learned that, okay, now this is jazz, and we would love to amplify such voices, such music, because it's so important for us to have that kind of understanding of music, you know. So that's another story. She has another story on her own way. I mean, Kadi 19 man, where never mind men, never mind South Africans, just as a South African being out there and having that voice, you know, amplifying the South African voice. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's that's why I don't know where to start. I don't know where to end, because also even new age, new age. So yeah, South Africa has a really rich heritage and background in the jazz genre, and it has really influenced us, like in a big way.
Look, I love to hear it, and I think the listeners at home are actually just marveling in this excitement that you guys have in your voices when you speak about South African jazz and how it has influenced and maybe inspired, you know, some of the conversations that you have around jazz music, particularly the artists that you've mentioned. And of course, speaking of artists, the lineup promises to be both diverse and electrifying. Let's talk about the selection process, you know, for the festival. What kind of experience can the audience expect?
Hey, so with the Heroines of Jazz, we are also the producers of the Heroines of Jazz. And when we talk about production, We tap into just the whole creative process that comes with it. Mainly when we look at the selection, we want a diverse type of artist. We can't have two singers at the same time or two vocalists. For example, like last year we had Bokanga Matlekping, who's a songwriter and a singer and a vocalist. We also had Linda Shabalala, who's also a saxophonist as well as a poet, producer and a composer. So we had to have like a mix of, you know, different types of styles, because we also want to showcase, you know, the versatility of women in general.
I think my sister's also forgetting, we had Chantal Willie Peterson as a bassist, you know, and we also had Me Notemba Madumo as a broadcaster. So the emphasis is on how diverse, and we want to show how community driven this whole jazz genre is, you know. And we also had visual artists as well that are involved mainly in the jazz scene. We had photographers as well that were involved mainly in the jazz scene.
So this year we kind of took it a little step up where we have two main artists, and we also are creating our own band that will play with the artist. So, yeah, the band is hot. That's all I can say for now. But we are creating our own band, and we're saying, guys, this is a whole creative process, and let's all be involved. But this thing of isolating the artist and them bringing their own band, and then this other artist is also bringing their own band. We're like, no, let's create one band and let's see what can come out of it. So in terms of the selection, that it was also that. So even with the artists, there's an instrumentalist and also there's a vocalist, and, you know, different instruments in terms of the versatility of the artists.
Of course, Kofifi FM, we're chatting to the creators of the Heroines of Jazz 2025, and they go by the name of Marumo FM here this Sunday, and they are hosting this in Centurion's outskirts. Of course, this is a unique and immersive setting for this kind of celebration. Now, I want to know, ladies, how does this venue now, you know, enhance the atmosphere, you know, for the overall experience for jazz lovers? Let's talk about this venue.
Actually, when we started this Heroines of Jazz, to be honest, we were at some venue for a spa treatment, and it is sort of a getaway. And the owner of the venue, Mr. and Mrs. Baba Porta, that's black people who were also part of the movement, consciousness movement, are also in the jazz space. They own this place, and we decided to go to a spa. And just there, literally, that's when we decided, it's an event. So it's a serene, it was deliberate, because people are always asking, why so far? And it's only just 40 minutes from Joburg, and from Pretoria it's like 30 minutes away. But it's kind of in the outskirts of Centurion, Shades of Summer Boutique Hotel. It's in the outskirts of Centurion, and the reason for that venue specifically is just the whole setup, the natural setting. It's a mixture of mountains, of water, of the garden. It's you just experience the whole natural setting. And it was deliberate, because even with the music and what we're trying to achieve through this event is to also, guys, really like that getaway nyana, reshapeke moya, you know, thogo iphole hanyane, away from the city lives, away from the, you know,
Mother Nature. I mean, it complements even our theme, you know, an ode to the matriarch. We are honoring the mother, we are honoring, you know, just those qualities of being a mother, the nurturer. For Hariyako nature, our shoes, we take off our shoes, we are nurtured, we are carried by the mother nature, you know. So it's really about setting the whole ambience of this, the whole cult, like we were explaining before. It's not just about the singer or the instrumentalist, you know, it's about the whole experience. The environment as well that we are in is very important. We need to understand that, just as human beings, you know, the environment you are in, that's what allows you to absorb in anything.
you know, if you are in a bed, you know, it don't find that allowance. So yeah, go Shades of Summer Boutique Hotel. That's where we'll be at in Centurion. It'll be beautiful, just nature. We just want people to take off their shoes, dance and to
let
jazz,
it all out.
Yeah, let it all out, you know, and just be nurtured and carried by the mother, the nature.
We love that. We love that. We love nature. We love being inspired by, you know, our surroundings while we take in the jazz, as we always say. And both of you are DJs, curators, and cultural storytellers, by the way. And I want to talk a little bit more now about this journey that you guys have been on and how it has prepared you for this moment. And what personal significance maybe does the festival hold for you as curators?
We curate, we play some jazz, we play some soul, we play some, we're in the alternative space. And for us, DJing is an art in general. It's about song selection, it's about presentation, it's about the technical, you know,
the instrument.
It's really, for us, the decks are our instrument, and that's how we tell our story. And through the meticulous curation of, you know, the song and the presentation and how we present it to the people, for us, that's our gift or service to, you know, the community. For us, you know, we meet a different type of audience, different types of people, and Leforona is just about letting the music out. And because I get with curation, people actually tend to banana we overlook, in a sense, because it takes a sort of intuitive skill of taking out music in a certain way and bringing it out to the people.
I think in jazz, that's what they would call improvisation.
We're going to improvise.
We
do. So even with this event, we are part of the lineup as much as the producers. People who know us, I believe we've developed a certain fan base, you know, that also follow us in terms of what we bring out there as DJs. And sometimes when you go to certain events, you are limited in how you present the music. So highly how you are able to, you know, be as free as and to express, you know, the way that you want to express it. So even for this event, you know, we are going to bring out Marumo Fame even as a DJ's duo in terms of our story and how we want to present it to the audience.
Wow, wow, yeah, Maya. Wow, wow, yeah, Ingwele. Wow, wow, yeah. Wow, yeah, Pamanda. Wow, wow, yeah, Embala. Wow, wow, yeah, wow, wow, yeah. What?
I want to get into, you know, the experience, you know, at the event now, the Heroines of Jazz. And maybe somebody is listening for the very first time and they're thinking, oh, that's a very interesting conversation. I really want to get out there and I really want to experience all this wonderful, you know, conversation around music and everything that comes with this incredible event. How would you encourage them maybe to attend and to fully embrace, you know, this event?
Firstly, with jazz, like you're saying, Hore, the fact that there's improvisation, it means that even though you don't know jazz music, you come as is because you know that all you are longing for is good music. And basically, that's what we do. That's what we deliver. And the fact that we are young Black women as well in the space, we usually interject, or should I say amalgamate rather, the timeless and the new. So with that and in our sound, we always make sure to include space for new listeners, right? And then also space for, you know, the timeless. Abdullah Ibrahim, we are there, you know,
local train.
But you know, if you also need to listen to Botloria Bosman, for example, you know, I mean, we can't limit Botloria Bosman or Patrice Russian for that. No, we still now get into that, you know, we don't limit ourselves. Okay, no, because you know, there's always this misconception, but we need to talk about it. There's a misconception that jazz is for old people. Misconception, and it's like, no. How is it for old people? Because Miriam Makeba or Duke Ellington, they were our age, you know. So that it means, no, at our age, actually at any age, you know, you are able to express and listen to this genre. So I think it's important for people to understand that don't limit it to age, because that's what we've been seeing, especially in the space, that no, my piano is for young people and then jazz is for old people. It's like,
And another thing, even in terms of the expectations, come with no expectations. At the door, chief. Rona, how would that? Have an open ear, be open and receptive, because you are going to get some. Look, that's why we create that, even our own band. We even look on ourselves when we get into, you know, the event itself. We like, even from the last year's event, we receive things that we didn't expect that. Like, we receive and, you know, and experience. So for us, it's more about creating that immersive experience and the holistic experience. There's poetry, there's music, there's... So it's about you just healing, you just conscientizing yourself and... just come with no expectations and
fully being immersive in the creative experience.
Absolutely. They are Marumo FM. They're pushing the envelope, changing the narrative, and of course, addressing certain stereotypes, of course, around jazz music. The Sunday on the K-Jazz Show, we are spending time with them ahead of the event, simply called Herons of Jazz 2025. And it is happening on the 27th of April, 2025, out in Centurion. Now, as we wrap up, ladies, let's talk about how we can get ourselves there. How do we book ourselves a seat to be part of this incredible gathering?
So our tickets are live on CompuTicket. We will be closing the early bird. The early bird tickets are 70% sold out. Hopefully by end of the week, we hope that they will be fully sold out. The early bird tickets are 300 rand. And then the actual tickets are 400 rand on CompuTicket. So as, even if you type Heroines of Jazz on Google, you probably find it on CompuTicket, but also you can find us on our social media pages, Marumo FM, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. And also, we, in terms of where to get, also those who want to book can also book straight at the venue. They can just Google the Shades of Summer Boutique Hotel. I'm sure the details will be there, and they can book for accommodation. I know there'll be people coming from different places and they don't want to drive out, so there's also space for those type. There are different accommodations around the place as well that they can check out.
Well, we look forward to it, and of course thank you so much for joining us this Sunday. Even though you didn't tell us what's on the liner, we will be looking out for our social media pages.
Still a surprise.
Of course, it's still a surprise. But where do we find you on your social media? Maybe those that want to keep up with everything, Marumo FM.
Okay, yeah, just before I answer that question, I think maybe let me just, I owe the audience just a hint. in terms of, I know most of the jazz people saw the beautiful lineup, your Standard Bank Joy of Jazz for this year. So two of our artists are on that lineup. So we work out to Basiras from Nobody Standard Bank, a Joy of Jazz lineup. So they'll definitely be part of our lineup, and being part of our main artist. In terms of where they can find us on Instagram mainly. We also have our the Instagram page is Marumo Fem, MARUMO, Fem for sort of femininity, FEMME. And that same name, you can also find it on TikTok, you can find it on Facebook, or just Google it, because you can find us anywhere on social media.
Absolutely. Of course, talking to Marumo FM this Sunday, they are Mamelo and Kopano Pulia, the masterminds behind the Heroines of Jazz 2025. Of course, an electrifying conversation as expected, as explained, and they are a dynamic duo who were shaking up the South African jazz scene, and they were talking about the upcoming event here on the K-Jazz Show. Of course, be sure to check them out on their social media pages, including, you know, get yourself a tickets, or in fact, several tickets, by the way, and go in and support this fantastic, fantastic initiative, and make sure that you go and have a ball. I saw the footage from the last ones, and definitely it's something to go by, and you definitely do not want to miss it. And they were indeed on the K-Jazz Show.